Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If legislative sessions were marked by seasons, this would be the season marked by the term veto. It's a word that sends chills down the spine of nearly every legislator and lobbyist in the Capitol. It's chilling because it places an enormous amount of power in the hands of one person, in this case, Governor Steve Bullock. As we approach the end of the 2019 legislative session, what began as a trickle has now escalated to a torrent of bills headed to the governor's desk. When they arrive, he basically has three options. He can sign the bill and allow it to become law, he can wait for 10 days, do nothing, and allow it to become law without his signature, or he can veto it. And vetoes take two forms. A straight-up outright veto means he hates the bill and would never allow it to become law. An amendatory veto means that he might consider signing the bill if certain changes are made. Vetoes place bills back in the legislature's court. If two-thirds of both houses of the legislature vote to override a veto, then it's overridden. Anything less than two-thirds, and the veto is sustained. And sometimes, sustaining a veto follows no rhyme or reason. There were cases during the Schweitzer administration when bills that passed both houses almost unanimously were later vetoed by the governor because he personally disliked the bill's sponsor. A motion was then made to override the governor's veto, and lo and behold, all Democrats that had previously voted for the bill now voted against it because they were afraid to cross the governor. This is hardball party politics, but it goes on all the time. As I mentioned yesterday, those were the days when Governor Schweitzer stood out on the front steps of the Capitol and ran a red-hot branding iron with the word veto right through legislation sponsored by his political enemies. It was certainly unorthodox, but it made for great political theater and the press ate it up. I personally witnessed several of my bills go up in flames during those branding sessions. Most vetoes, however, are not nearly as dramatic. They're typically done quietly with the governor, as required by law, writing a short narrative explaining the reason for the veto. If the legislature is still in session and the governor issues an amendatory veto, then the suggestions are considered by both houses and voted either up or down. The bill is then returned to the governor for reconsideration. Last week, Governor Bullock vetoed three bills, none of which have the support necessary to override the veto. One was Senate Bill 217, which would have nearly doubled the exemption for Social Security income for some seniors. Senator Dave Howard, the bill's sponsor, argued the bill was necessary to lessen the tax burden on senior citizens. Governor Bullock said it would be too large a hit to the state budget. Senator Howard countered that it was a matter of priorities. He said money could come from the Medicaid expansion budget or the governor's budget for preschool. Like it or not, the governor has the last word, and this is just the first of many bills that will fall victim to his veto pen. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.